SBS Radio.
Kasama natin ang international student na si Kevin Espedido at Filipino scholar Apple Davalos. Good morning sa inyong dalawa.
Good morning. Good morning po sa mga kababayan natin.
Yes. Ilang araw na lang bago magpasko, 9 days before Christmas. Bago natin pag-usapan kung paano kayo magse-celebrate ng Christmas, alamin muna natin kung ano yung mga kinukuha ninyong kurso. Ikaw, Apple, you're under a scholarship.
Mm-hmm. I'm fortunate enough to be an Australian awardee. I'm taking up Master of Digital Information Management.
Apple, bakit ito yung course na in-apply mo o kinuha mo dito sa Australia?
Bahagi po kasi ako ng isang government office, and one of the key projects would be knowledge management, and I guess this course is the only one offered in Australia that could really help me build the necessary gain the necessary skills to, you know, be familiar with information and knowledge management.
Itong agency na ito ay medyo related sa human rights, tama? Pero you work as an information officer?
Tama po.
Paano makakatulong sa'yo itong course na ito?
This course would help me leverage all the knowledge bases that we have. Kasi po, as information officer, kailangan alam mo kung paano i-manage yung all the data, all the records of your institution. With this course, meron na po akong idea on how to improve the operations of the commission so that in the future, mas efficient and mas mabilis yung delivery of service.
Ikaw, Kevin, you're taking up what course?
Bachelor of Business.
Wow. Do you plan to be a businessman in the future or to have your own business?
Yes.
Ano naman kaya ito?
With that, I'm still thinking about it. Pero one of my goals is, besides having business, gusto ko rin makatulong sa aking mga kababayan, which is like maybe half or a part of what I earn, I'll give it to the homeless, yeah, to the community.
Parang social enterprise yung tinitingnan mo.
Maybe, yep.
Bakit mo naisip to, Kevin? Can you just give us a background? Ano ba yung may pinagdaanan ka ba? Ano yung parang inspiration mo to have this kind of business?
Back in the Philippines, I'm actually a graduate of psychology.
Wow. Pero ang layo, psychology tas business.
Yep. But what I love about psychology is the inspiration behind why I took psychology. Because though online, I get to speak to a lot of different people around the world, and I get to hear their stories, which inspired me to help people until now.
Nag-fly kayo to Australia, at syempre alam natin as international students, merong mga challenges aside sa syempre yung sa mismong studies. Ano yung mga major challenges na pinagdaanan nyo o pinagdadaanan nyo while you're studying in Australia? Kevin?
First, I got to say, kasi I was more of an introvert and a shy type. So, since dito, it's more of you need to be the one to approach people. But that's what I love about the challenges here. Kasi talagang it's out of my comfort zone. And yeah, that's one of the challenges. Since I'm a shy type, kailangan you need to be confident to approach people. Kailangan alisin mo yung hiya mo, which is one of the greatest challenges here in Australia.
Successful ka naman na na-overcome ang shyness mo?
I got to say, yep, somehow going there.
Ikaw, Apple?
Well, roller coaster ride. So far, yung stay ko dito, I've been staying here for 10 months. During my first month, it was like super happy, like excited, mm-hmm. the novelty of Sydney, the novelty of being in a new city. But then, as soon as winter hit,
yung it was coldness.
Like, yeah, hindi ako prepared doon. Yung tropical island girl in me, hindi prepared sa lamig. So, malaking challenge din sa akin yung location kung saan ka nakatira, yung accommodation mo. Because I've tried living with fellow Filipinos. It was great kasi may support system ka. But then, of course, you want space, your own space. So I tried having, you know, an accommodation outside the campus as well. But then, you realize during these moments na mag-isa ka, you feel alone in the city.
Kailangan mo ng kasama.
Kailangan ko talaga ng kasama. And then, that's when I realized na I'm a very social person and I needed people around me. So recently, I just moved into uni accommodation and it's been a great experience so far kasi nga, you know, you shared the same experience with other international students from different countries. So ngayon, sa tingin ko, mas nakakope up na ako dun sa buhay dito sa Sydney.
Mm. Sinasabi mo, Apple, na halos lahat ng international students, they need support system. Ano? Mm-hmm. Sa Pilipinas, marami tayo niyan. Mm-hmm. Laging nandyan ang pamilya, mm-hmm. kamag-anak, extended family. Mm-hmm. Aside sa mga fellow Filipino scholars mo, sino pa yung naging support system nyo? Ikaw at syempre ikaw, Kevin.
Well, I've met people here who's also working for, who are also involved in the human rights work. Kahit nandito sila sa Australia, they're still active with the movement sa Pinas. So, some of them are really helpful, like inviting us on gatherings, ganyan. Kapag namimiss mo na yung Pinas, they would offer like company sometimes. But mostly, yung mga ano ko talaga, mga housemates ko, mga flatmates ko, mga international students din. Cause, you know, we're experiencing the same thing and malayo sa pamilya, limited budget. So talagang very helpful yung company ng mga fellow students din.
Ikaw, Kevin, do you live with friends ba?
No. Though I do have housemates, pero dito ko na sila nakilala. For my support system, it's more besides my family, since I get to still chat with them. Ako, I took the opportunity since wala akong masyadong kakilala dito. I took the advantage of going to events, dahil maraming events na pwedeng mapuntahan. And I've met a lot of nice people, which I'm still in contact with. Other is going to a prayer meeting, which is consists of Filipino community as well. Yeah, to somehow help me with my homesickness.
Spiritual
as well.
Needs.
Yep, mm-hmm. Spiritual needs.
Kevin and Apple, is this your first time to spend Christmas away from family?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Magiging, although summer dito, magiging malamig ba ang Pasko for the both of you?
In my case, hindi naman kasi I have my fellow Australia Award scholars. We're planning to go to Melbourne on Christmas and just trying to cope up with homesickness as well, trying to not to think about Christmas at home because we're missing out a lot, especially sa pagkain, festivities, karaoke nights. So yun.
Ikaw, Kevin, how will you spend Christmas?
My plan for Christmas, since ako lang this Christmas, if ever I get the opportunity of having work, I'll spend it by working. If it's a vacation, I plan on, if there are open events that I can go to, then I'll spend it on those events.
Ano ang mamimiss nyo ngayong unang Pasko nyo sa labas ng Pilipinas? Apple, bukod sa pagkain.
Christmas parties, Kasi, alam mo yun, bukod yung Christmas party ng pamilya, ng office, ng friends, like, gumagawa ka lang ng excuse para magkaroon ng Christmas party. So yun. Kasi dito parang, I haven't had a Christmas party. Well, we did have, like, with fellow students, Filipino students. So yun. Bukod dun, yung Christmas carols, yung everywhere, pagpasok mo sa mall or sa mga kapitbahay lang, may mga nag-aaraling. And yeah, mas yung overall atmosphere ng Christmas. Kasi dito parang very token yung pag-celebrate. Like, makakita ka lang ng Christmas tree and that's it. And very contradicting kasi sobrang init. And then may Christmas tree and very winter wonderland yung
decorations.
Yung mga decorations. So, yun.
Ikaw, Kevin.
Ako, because with my relatives and my family, yearly, meron kaming reunion, which I'll surely miss. Tapos, another would be, I guess, because we have this Christmas routine as well na yung ilalagay namin sa house yung Christmas tree. Like, we're going to assemble it.
Which, together.
Yep, together with the family, which I'm going nice. To miss a lot.
Mm. At saka siguro dito yung gift-giving, ano?
Mm-hmm, hindi ganun yes. ka, ano mm-hmm. Napansin ko din. And yung parties nila dito, of course, more of social drinking. And you know naman yung mga Pinoy, kainan talaga yung.
At saka medyo limited yung time ng mga parties. Mm. Parang, kunwari, 2 to 5 or dinner, 6 to 8, something like that.
Mm. Tayo, diba, hanggang magdamag.
Hanggang hindi pa tulog ang lahat. Okay. Bukod sa pag-travel mo, Apple, ano pa yung sa tingin mo bilang first-timer to spend Christmas in Australia? Sa mga kagaya mo na first time din to spend Christmas in Australia, ano yung parang tips mo sa mga kagaya mong first-timer? Not to be lonely on Christmas, syempre. Para ma-enjoy pa rin yung Christmas holidays.
Hmm. So, yun nga. If you could find friends who want to celebrate with you on Christmas Day, so make the effort to plan ahead para naman maiwasan natin yung homesickness, diba? And then try to involve yourself in different events as well. Kasi for sure marami namang mga groups din na nag-offer ng, you know, support or company, not really support, company during Christmas Day. And just try to reach out to other people as well. Especially, well, doon sa case ko, sa flat namin, everyone's staying for Christmas. Ako nga lang yung makaka-miss out nung party sa flat kasi lahat sila magsistay. And some of them are on exchange program, so very limited time and they're just maximizing their stay here. So, yun. Ano pa ba? Do something that's a reminder of Christmas back home. Like, for example, you want to cook jamon or leche flan or fruit salad or something like that. So, alam yon, try to make an effort then. Prepare something that will remind you of home, I guess.
Ikaw, Kevin, magluluto ka ba ng jamon? O meron bang queso de bola?
I think I got to say pwede rin. Like, actually, dito na rin ako natuto magluto. Since this is the first time na ako na napahiwalay sa aking pamilya. Besides what Apple mentioned, the suggestions for what to do for Christmas, in a spiritual side, you can join your church communities. For Christmas, invite them. Another is maybe if you're in the mood of writing, you can make blogs during Christmas or making YouTube videos to keep yourself busy.
write about your experience,
mm-hmm.
your first Christmas in Australia.
Just vlogging.
Pero syempre, papasayahin natin ang Pasko dahil hahandugan nyo kami ng kanta.
Oh my Christmas gosh! Songs. Oh my gosh, hindi kami prepared.
Sabi nyo, hindi kayo kumakanta pero mahilig kayo sa karaoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so,
susubukan
regardless.
Natin yan.
Pasko na naman, ngunit wala ka pa. Hanggang kailan kaya ako maghihintay sa'yo? Bakit ba naman kailangan lumisan pa? Ang tanging hangad ko lang ay makapiling ka. Sana ngayong Pasko ay maalala mo pa rin ako. Hanap-hanap pag-ibig ko. At kahit wala ka na, nangangarap at umaasa pa rin ako muling makita ka at makasama ka sa araw ng Pasko.
Kung mayroong problema, kalimutan mo na. Mga tampo sa puso, huwag bigyang pansin. Di ba't ang Pasko ay para sa atin? Pasko dito sa atin, sadyang naipan. May karuling, may aginaldo at parol pa. Lungkot sa puso ay hindi mo madarama. Dahil ang Pasko ay pangsasaya. Kalimutan mo na. Mga tampo sa puso, huwag bigyang pansin. Di ba't ang Pasko ay para sa atin? Pasko dito sa atin, sadyang naiiba. May karuling, may aginaldo at parol pa. Lungkot sa puso ay hindi mo madarama. Dahil ang Pasko ay pansasaya. Ang waiting maririnig pagkat Pasko'y sasapit dito sa ating daigdig. Diba't Pasko'y pag-ibig? Kailangan ang mundo'y tunay na pagmamahal. Silent night, oh holy night na naman. Silent night, oh holy night na naman.
Davalos at Kevin Espedito.
Merry Christmas! And to all the Australia Awards scholars, Batch the Gitab, hello, Merry Christmas! Hello po sa pamilya ko sa Batangas. See you soon! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.